Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
All right, so every Friday we look forward to Confess Your Crush. Somebody comes on the radio, grown adult, and says, I got a crush on you, just to see if they can make it happen. It's sometimes love and always awkward.
The beautiful thing about this week's edition with Rob is that he is already in a relationship with the woman he wants to confess his crush on, which means this could be so sweet.
Could be.
But we always make the person guess who they think is calling to confess their crush.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't guess Rob, it's going to get ugly. Confess Your Crush happens right now as we welcome Rob to the Jeff and Jen Show. Tell us, who are you confessing your crush on today?
I'm gonna be confessing my crush to Carla. We're actually already dating, but it's new and it's fresh, and I kind of thought I could do this and be cute and take it to the next level.
Aw, romance is in the air. That's so cute.
Thanks. I thought so too.
So doesn't she already know that you have a crush on her if you're dating?
Yes, I would think so. But I just kind of wanted to do something, some kind of romantic gesture to say, like, yeah, this is, I'm serious type of deal, you know?
So is this a new relationship and you're trying to like lock it in as just one-on-one commitment exclusive situation?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Okay, so he's trying to become the front runner.
Got it.
Okay. I think it's really cute.
All right, now I generally am a troubleshooter. So have we thought through this all the way? Like, the possibility exists?
Nah.
I was going to say, you think it's cute up until I ask my question.
No.
And it's not cute.
It's going to be so cute.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in that case, Jen will, or we will call Carla up, and we'll. How do we do that part?
Well, we'll call up Carla and tell her somebody's got a big crush on her. Do you want to give me some things you love about her so I can butter her up a little bit?
Do we skip the first two questions?
No, you got to ask these questions.
No, we just
got to play it off like we don't know. Jeff hates this right now.
No, I'm running through it all in my head. Okay.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off on your troubleshooting. Do you really want to troubleshoot all the way through?
No. We can just let it play out.
Because we have a radio show.
I know.
Okay.
I love you, Jen Hobby.
Okay, go ahead, Rob, and tell Jen what's so awesome about this woman, Carla.
Well, on the outside, her smile. I mean, her smile just gets me every time. But it's her intellect. It's whether like I read a Aww. News story or anything that's going on. She just has these fresh takes that when I hear her talk about it passionately, I'm just like floored and go, yeah, I didn't think of it that way, but that's yes. Okay. Right on. So that's the big thing for me. I've never met anybody like that before.
So she has a nice smile, and she's smart, and obviously she has great taste in men.
Well, obviously, right?
Okay, awesome. Well, we're going to put you on hold, and we'll call up Carla and tell her somebody's got a crush on her, all that good stuff. We'll butter her up, and then when she wants to find out, it's you on the radio confessing your crush on her. Okay?
Okay.
And then I think you take it one step further, Rob, and you tell her you want to be exclusive. Because that's what this whole thing is, right? I mean, to take it to next level.
Are you guys, would you consider yourself already exclusive? Or is that what this?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of implied, but we have not had that conversation.
Okay, perfect. And I think Jen has a great plan. All right, we're going to put you on hold here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Are we doing this just as we normally do?
I think we should, yeah.
I feel like your great plan comment was a little sarcastic. It was a little.
Because he wants it to be cute. So just.
You remember what the very first question I ask is?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to do it as normal.
Ask her if she's open to hearing somebody who would have a crush on her or something like that. Wordsmith it.
I'm doing it as normal.
Come on. This is what we do for our living. Wordsmith it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carla?
It is.
Hey, Carla, it's Jeff from the Jeff and Jen Show. Thanks for agreeing to come on with us today. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Couple weird questions here to start things off. Are you currently in a relationship? Or are you dating someone right now?
Yeah, I'm kind of seeing someone, for sure. I would definitely say I'm seeing someone. We're working towards something.
Okay, that's cool. All right, here's Jen Hobby.
Hey, Carla.
Hi.
Hi. So would you be willing to hear someone explain why they have a crush on you? Would you be open to just hearing from someone?
Yeah. Somebody has a crush on me?
Yeah. And this person thinks that you've just got a smile that lights up the room, that your intellect blows them away, and he's just crushing on you big time. So he wanted to be able to come on the radio and tell you about it.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely want to know. Wow. That's interesting.
Okay.
All right. Well, there is a price to everything, Carla. And the price for this is answering a question that Kelly Cheese asks of every one of our participants in this segment.
Here comes the awkward. I want you to guess who might have a crush on you. I want you to let us know who you think it is. I would be confessing their crush on the radio to you.
The only person that I can think of is my best friend's brother. His name is Jeremy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I've been best friends with her for years. And
do you
want
to?
All grown.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You need to have to think about that one.
Yeah.
I think it's him. I mean, I've known him for years. It was kind of like he's been, my best friend's like a sister. He's like a brother. But lately, he's just been looking at me different, and he always gives me, like, these big hugs.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't know. It just seems like I've been feeling like, he likes me.
Okay.
So, that's the only person I can think of. Yeah.
We appreciate your honesty. And what happens here next is you're going to hang on. And in 3 minutes, we'll come back. And the person who has a crush on you will confess their crush.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, be back in
three minutes. Sometimes love.
Always awkward.
Confess your crush on the Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush is awkwardly in progress on the Jeff and Jen Show this morning. Originally, we heard from Rob, who said, hey, I've been dating this girl, Carla, but I want to confess my crush to her on the radio and take it to the next level, become exclusive with her. And then we talked to Carla, who blurted out her guess before we could ever even ask her to take a couple of minutes and think about it.
Even if she had thought about it, it wouldn't change.
Yeah, she thinks
Stop, rewind. She shouldn't have even found out who has a crush on her because she's in a relationship currently with Rob.
But she said they're working towards a relationship.
Working towards something.
So they're.
But then she was open to hearing who had a crush on her, thinking that it might have been somebody other than Rob.
Exactly.
And she said, Jeremy. So we're about to pick her back up again, and then we'll pick up Rob.
Yep. Okay. All right, Carla, it is time. Are you ready to find out who has a big old crush on you?
I am.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, they are connected. It is time to confess your crush to Carla. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to confess my love, my crush on you, Carla. I just thought it'd be kind of fun to take this to the next level. I mean, obviously we're dating and seeing each other, and I just thought this would be kind of a fun way to say I'm in it to win it.
What? You, we're already seeing one another. What do you mean? This is so weird. You're confessing a crush is kind of like somebody you don't know. Like, we're already seeing one another.
What? You wouldn't have thought. Well,
yes.
Well, right. But yeah. But I mean, obviously, you'd know that I have a crush on you. I don't know. I just thought it'd be kind of fun, be kind of cute. You know.
I think it's a crush when it's not a thing, but a crush is like more like a fantasy. Like, you know, it's a fantasy. It's like you don't have a connection with the person yet. It's just all in your head. But we spend lots of time together. This is so weird, Rob. Wow.
What? I mean, I would hope that, like, whoever you're with, you'd have a crush on them until, like, the end of time, right? Isn't that the idea? Like, you want to stay breath. I mean, is that kind of purpose? Isn't that the feeling you want to have?
That's sweet. That's true. That is true. But I just would have never guessed it was you. I definitely didn't guess right.
No, you guessed Jeremy, who is your best friend's brother.
Yeah, I thought it was Jeremy for sure.
It's not.
I think, you know, when we were younger, it just seemed like we were all kind of one big family. He had brother vibes, but I don't know. Lately, he's been behaving differently, and so I just assumed right off the bat it was him. But, I mean, it's you, which is, we're already a thing, but that's neither here nor there. But, I thought it was Jeremy.
Jeremy. Huh. That's kind of weird.
So what kind of
thing? Not really. He's known me forever. You know, he's just, it's weird because we've always just been cool, but definitely, like, when I go over the house to hang out with Shelly, he'll just, you know, he wants to talk to me more these days. Every time I leave, he used to just say bye. Now he has to give me this big hug. He's always trying to figure out when's the next time I'm coming over. So I just thought it was him.
Oh, all right. Maybe I should go say what's up to Jeremy.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're already a thing. It's like, it really doesn't matter. I guess wrong. I had no idea it was you. I wouldn't think somebody I'm already seeing is my crush. It's not a big deal. Don't get worked up about Jeremy.
I definitely wouldn't. Okay. I have a question, Carla.
Yes.
If the situation were reversed and we ask Rob to guess somebody who has a crush on him and he didn't guess you, would you be upset?
That's a good question. My knee-jerk reaction is to say no, but I guess, honestly, if I really think about it and I'm really honest with myself, I probably would want to know, like, who is this other woman and why would you think it's her and where do you know her from? I'd probably give him the third degree if he guessed somebody else.
You want to give him some reassuring words about what's going on with you guys?
please.
No, Rob, you're great. Obviously, we've been seeing each other for some time, and I would love for it to go to the next level. That's been the whole goal for me this entire time. I mean, definitely, you should feel assured that I'm with you. I'm not with Jeremy, and I'm not interested in anybody else. I'm obviously with you. I just thought that the crush was Jeremy. I don't like him, though. A crush doesn't necessarily mean it's a crush can be one-sided. Sometimes someone can just like someone who's completely not interested. So, you know, if Jeremy is into me, I don't care. I see him as, you know, I just see him like family. But I just thought it was him.
It's all good. You know, it's...
I feel like we should pick up their dinner. Like, tonight. When you guys
who
get
Jeremy
together.
And Carla?
No, Rob and Carla. I feel like we should pay for their next dinner.
I think we
together.
Should, if we want good radio, we should pay for a dinner between Rob and Jeremy. That's a dinner I want to pay for. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, we will pick up your dinner this weekend if you want to go. Just call us back on Monday at this time, and tell us you guys went to dinner and how it went, and then we'll take care of it.
Okay.
That sounds great. We would love to go to dinner. You're right. Yeah, we would love that.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sometimes love. Always awkward. Trey in Douglasville. Been on hold.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you've been on hold for a minute.
Hey. Yeah, it's been a little bit of some time I've been on hold, but I was calling originally to say he can't use this against Tyler, but the way this girl just kept on going on about Jeremy, I was like, oh, Lord, Tyler, be quiet. I'm over here like, girl, hush, be quiet, be quiet. You cannot do that to this man. But that's the, and then Jeff, you're a mess. Not dinner for Jeremy and Carla. I wasn't ready. I hope you do pick up the tab, but I feel like this is a breakup dinner.
He is
in his feelings, and it is clear.
All right.
He does not get it.
Trey, then tell us, if it is a breakup dinner, then do we pick up dinner between Carla and her girlfriend's brother?
No, you can't double dip, Jeff. You gotta pick one, okay?
No. Sam in Atlanta. Thank you, Trey. Trey in Douglasville, we love her. In Atlanta.
She was so weird and so rude. Women would kill to have a man that sweet and romantic. She was rude.
Just even saying, like, you need to not get worked up by this.
I think she just...
Like, what will work you up more than when somebody says... Don't get worked up.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
oh, watch out. I'm going to get worked up now.
Amber in Woodstock. We're coming up to Woodstock on Sunday. Hey, Amber.
Hey, yeah, this girl, I mean, seriously, she's murdering the entire thing. Like, this poor guy, like, called up to confess, like, that he really likes you and that he wants to take it to the next level. And she's, like, giving him the third degree already about how it's wrong, like, because she's embarrassed. Like, be sweet about it. The poor guy really likes you, you know? Like,
so
poor
guy. I'm getting the vibe Carla did not sell any fan club memberships.
People aren't warming up to her.
Alicia in Alpharetta.
Yeah, I don't like Carla. She's super ungrateful. She basically tried to provoke an argument out of something that was supposed to be romantic. Girl, go back to sleep.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.